This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 22nd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern released a new report on persecution in China. The report documents over 100 incidents of persecution in the country between July 2020 and June 2021. Over the last year, the Chinese Communist Party has continued its campaign to bring all religious organizations under its control. Nearly every province in China saw an increase in persecution. Persecution trends in the report include a state campaign to forcefully assimilate religious groups into the Communist Chinese Party-defined Chinese culture, the demolishing of religious structures and symbols, church raids, and the arrests of Christians. Facing persecution in a different time, the saints prayed in Acts 4, verses 29 and 30, "Now, Lord, look on their threats, and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau began a third term after elections on Monday. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years ahead of schedule. However, the results leave Trudeau's Liberal Party without a parliamentary majority again. Trudeau's campaign cost $600 million. Trudeau and the Liberal Party have led a controversial push for strict lockdowns and COVID shot passports. Six Los Angeles Police Department officers are suing the city over its COVID shot mandate. The mandate requires that all city employees get a COVID shot by October 20th, unless they have a medical or religious exemption. However, the plaintiffs argue that the city has made it difficult for people to get a religious exemption. So far, 2,600 employees of the Los Angeles Police Department said they will seek a religious exemption. That's about a quarter of the department's workforce. Overall, about 10% of LA City employees are seeking a medical or religious exemption. Reported U.S. deaths from COVID-19 topped 675,000 on Monday, surpassing the number of American deaths during the 1918-1919 influenza pandemic. Over 660,000 white flags now stand on the lawn of the National Mall in Washington, D.C., as a tribute to the Americans who have died. A new Pew Research study found that a majority of Americans think COVID restrictions have hurt businesses and the economy. However, Americans also think the restrictions were worth it. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 14 says, "In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider, surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him." The U.S. Supreme Court said it will hear an important abortion case on December 1st. The case involves Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Finch is defending the law and asking the court to use the case to overturn Roe v. Wade. It will be the first time the high court has heard oral arguments in an abortion case since the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. New data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that Americans spent more on taxes last year than they did on food, clothing, health care, and entertainment combined. The average consumer unit spent $17,211 on taxes last year, just over the $16,839 spent on food, clothing, health care, and entertainment. Nehemiah 5, verse 15 says, "But the former governors who were before me laid burdens on the people and took from them bread and wine besides 40 shekels of silver. Yes, even their servants bore rule over the people, but I did not do so because of the fear of God." And finally, two Japanese sisters are now the oldest living identical twins and the oldest identical twins ever, according to Guinness World Records. Umino Sumiyama and Komi Kodama are 107 years old and 300 days. The twins were born in 1913 into a family of 13 on Shoto Island in the Kajawa Prefecture. They lived through two world wars. The twins only joked about beating the previous world record held by another set of Japanese twins, but that dream came true this month. Japan holds several other similar records, like the oldest living person and the oldest man ever. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.